This is VOA News. Via remote, I'm Marissa Melton. Russians in 41 regions today began in-person voting in local elections. They're viewed as a crucial test for the increasingly unpopular ruling party, United Russia. International election monitors were not invited to observe the vote. The elections have come less than a month after the August 20th poisoning of opposition leader Alexei Navalny. Navalny, an anti-corruption lawyer, is currently hospitalized in Berlin. German doctors say he apparently ingested the Soviet-developed nerve agent Novichok. His supporters say the Kremlin must have poisoned him. Tens of thousands of protesters gathered in the Kremlin, in the Belarus capital Minsk on Sunday for another demonstration after longtime leader Alexander Lukashenko extended his rule following a disputed election last month. Protests have been ongoing since the August 9th vote that opposition parties, the United States and the European Union, allege was rigged. On Saturday, thousands demonstrated to demand the release of opposition leader Maria Kolesnikova, who was jailed this week after she resisted being expelled from the country. Video broadcast by the Polish-funded Belsat channel showed riot police violently detaining at least 40 women. They were thrown into vans as clashes erupted in the city's central Freedom Square. Thousands of people have been detained over 5 weeks of protests triggered by the contested election. At least 3 people have been killed and hundreds injured. 7 weeks ahead of the U.S. national elections, President Donald Trump is contending he's done, in his words, an incredible job dealing with the coronavirus pandemic, even as about 35,000 new infections and 1,000 deaths a day are being recorded in the United States. Mr. Trump wrote on Twitter Sunday, deaths and hospitalizations way down. This is VOA News.